At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name, read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it, it's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth, here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Yeah. Listening to Haney.
All right, today I want to give you a little more of my thoughts on the Open Championship and kind of where the PGA Tour is going on the rest of the year. One of the things that I've been talking about for a long time is that you have to have better players, more well-known players playing in events in order to, you know, up the interest. Now, there's different things that are happening in golf and in the PGA Tour in particular to make it more interesting on a week-to-week basis. And, you know, the main thing is the gambling aspect of it, because that definitely is picking up speed. And there's, an element to that that does make it more interesting. There's no doubt about that. And by the way, golf is the second most bet on sport that there is outside of NFL football. Now, it's way, way, way behind NFL football, but it is a lot bigger than I think people realize. And I think it's going to get even bigger. As a matter of fact, it's going to get a lot bigger. And it does make it fun, and it makes it more interesting. And it's, probably the future of golf in terms of if there's going to be any big growth in people watching the game, that's probably where it's going to come from. Because when you look at major tournaments, I mean, there's only four major tournaments. And one of the things that got me thinking about this is, you know, now after we had the Open Championship, which was fantastic, it's kind of over. I mean, you know, it used to be the PGA Championship was going to happen in August. And to stay away from football, they moved that. And then to, you know, kind of promote the FedEx Cup deal, you know, they put that at the end. And, you know, we're pretty much done. I mean, here we are. It's July. You know, middle of July, and we're done until April at the Masters. Now, last year was a little different because of the COVID. And because of that, you know, we had all these majors stacked up, and last year's majors stacked up, and they all got delayed. And then this year's, now we're going to be in a serious lull that's going to happen until you get to Augusta. And the one of the things that you look at, I think, in the game of golf is that, and I think it goes for any sport. I mean, people will really be attached to a dominant player. And that's why, you know, Tiger Woods was able to grow the game and grow the viewership of the game so dramatically is because he was so incredibly dominant. And I think when you look at other sports, like you could look at tennis, and you know, as soon as you got where, you know, there wasn't an American player in particular that was a dominant force in either, you know, in men's tennis, I mean, it really, you know, suffered tough times. And I mean, you got incredible players, you know, Djokovic and Federer and Nadal, and I mean, they're unbelievable. But even though they dominated, the sport didn't really flourish. Matter of fact, it went downhill when you didn't have an American doing anything. So regardless of whether it's an American dominating or someone else dominating, you have to have somebody dominating the sport. You have all these players on the PGA Tour that, you know, are great players, but they're winning one and two times a year. I mean, I always talk about back in the day with Tiger, back in the day with Vijay, back in the day with Phil. I mean, you know, they were winning like, you know, six, seven, eight times a year, nine times a year, Tiger Woods. I mean, it makes people watch because it's interesting to see somebody dominate. And then there's people that cheer to see them get, you know, the big dog get knocked off. I mean, they love that too. But now you look at where the PGA Tour is, and you know, you look at the best players on the PGA Tour. Okay, who are the best players on the PGA Tour? Well, clearly, right now, it's John Rahm and Colin Morikawa, the last two winners of the major championships. You know, but John Rahm has won one major, and he's a young player. He's won one major, and he's won one tournament this year. Now, Colin Morikawa has won two majors. He's won two tournaments this year. And the tournaments were big tournaments. I mean, he won, you know, the Open Championship, and he won, you know, WGC tournament, World Golf Championship event, big field. You need those big fields for tournaments to be meaningful. But what happens is these players are just kind of, you know, end up splitting up the tournaments. Okay, you got Rahm, you got Morikawa. All right, they're both going to be great players. I mean, they're going to win more major championships. They're going to care more about major championships. They're going to play better in the major championships. I mean, you see it with Colin Morikawa. He's won two out of the last eight. You look at John Rahm. He's got five straight top tens in majors. I mean, that's phenomenal. He's right there knocking on the door all the time. Those are your two best players. And then you got to look at Koepka. And Koepka obviously has been unbelievable in major championship golf, but he sort of shows up, you know, sometimes, although he's been playing much better this year, but he sort of shows up sometimes in regular PGA Tour events. They just, you know, he's even said it. I mean, they don't interest him as much. So you look and you say, okay, what are these players going to do? You know, Rahm is a player. I look at Rahm and I think, okay, Rahm is a guy that could win five, six, seven times a year. Colin Morikawa, is he going to win that much? No. He could, but he's not a long hitter. So much of the PGA Tour now is playing on golf courses that where it's just, you know, bomb away. And if you're not a bomb away, you know, you're going to have a better, you can win if you're Colin Morikawa, you can win anywhere, but you're going to have a better chance on golf courses that aren't like that. Like for instance, Colonial, Harbortown, you know, he won at Royal St. George. I mean, it's not, it, you know, that course took driver out of a lot of players' hands. Okay. That's where a player like that's going to do better. So there's my point is he he's not going to have a chance to win at every single golf course, although he could. He's not going to have his best chance because there's certain places where, you know, the bombers are going to have a big, big advantage. Now, he's, you know, he won at Harding Park. He won at, and bombers could have won at Harding Park, but Morikawa won at Harding Park, and he won it at Royal St. George. And bombers could have won at Royal St. George, too, but they're not having a big advantage there, is my point. So when you look at Colin Morikawa, he also doesn't, you know, I mean, he's an incredible pressure putter. He's shown that, and he's had great spurts of putting. And when you finish first in putting at the PGA Championship, and he wins it at Harding Park, you finish first in putting or thereabouts at the Open Championship at Royal St. George, and you win that. But he's 172nd on the PGA Tour in putting going into the Open Championship. So how is he going to roll off 6, 7, 8 wins a year? How is Koepka going to roll off 6, 7, 8 wins a year? He's not, because he is not interested in 6 or 7 or 8 tournaments here. He's just interested in the major championships. So who's going to be the dominant for Dustin Johnson? Dustin Johnson, you know, wins every year. I mean, he may have another year where he wins 2, 3, or 4. You know, I mean, he's just so good. It's going to happen. But is he going to have a year where he wins 7 or 8? Is he all of a sudden going to become a great putter? No, he's not. Is Justin Thomas all of a sudden going to become a great putter? He's a great ball striker. Is he all of a sudden going to become a great putter? I mean, Tiger was a great ball striker, long, and a great putter. Okay, who is that player on the PGA Tour? Who's close to that player on the PGA Tour? I mean, Bryson DeChambeau, long, but he doesn't hit his wedges good. You know, he's proven to be a psycho with the, you know, this, he just takes too much focus off of his game and onto other things. And this whole thing that he's got going with Koepka, and then he comes off with that equipment thing. I mean, it just wears on you. I mean, there's no way it doesn't. And, you know, it's just, and he's got gaps in his game. You know, he's trying to reinvent the game of golf. And you know, if Morikawa can't win on is less likely to win on a bombers course, you know, how's Bryson DeChambeau? I mean, he could, but does he have as good a chance to win on a Royal St. George or a Colonial? Or no, he doesn't. So how's he going to rattle off a bunch of wins? You know, Shoffley's really good. I mean, everybody loves Shoffley. He's fifth in the world. I mean, he's phenomenal. When was the last time he won? He's the fifth best player in the world. I mean, you know, Cantley, Oosthuizen, Louis Oosthuizen, he's the ninth best player in the world. I mean, I understand all the top tens and runner-up and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And they go on and on. A beautiful swing. And he's got the best swing. He's the best putter on tour this year. And he's won one tournament in his career. The problem they got that I think is that you look at these guys and you think, who can be the dominant players? And I think the domination is going to come, and the greatness is going to show up at major championships. And at major championships, I think you're going to see Rahm and Colin Morikawa, and you're going to see Brooks Koepka. You know, and they're gonna be the guys that are there, because those are the guys that are they're already there. And look at their records. That their record is just standing so far above everybody. But if you win one major tournament, one in a year, you've had a great year. So now you've got your best players that are really geared towards winning major tournaments. I mean, Colin Morikawa is a major championship player, no doubt about it. He doesn't putt good enough so far to win, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9 times in a calendar year on the PGA Tour. Koepka isn't interested 6, 7, 8, 9 times a year, like I said. You know, so then it really boils down to, if somebody's going to be dominant, it's going to be, you know, the Spaniard, Jon Rahm. And that's kind of where you are right there. On the with the PGA Tour, so you got the rest of the season, and what do you have to look forward to? Listen, I love watching golf. I don't care. I mean, I like to see who's playing, see who's improving, check out their swings, you know. But to get the casual fan going, you need to have the best players. And a lot of these best players, you know, first off, they don't play that often together. And second off, when they, you know, do play, they're the best at majors. There's only four of them. That's the thing. There's only four of them. All right. If you want to get better at golf, here's what you got to do. I'm gonna go through this list of pros I just named and a few more and tell you what they need to do. But what you need to do is you need to go to HaneyUniversity.com and register for my free instructional videos that go out on a daily basis, and you will get better at golf. So HaneyUniversity.com, go do that. Check it out. Got some great offers on there too. Everything with free shipping, training aids, range finders, pull carts, all the best of everything. So HaneyUniversity.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep experts. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
My car really needs a wash.
The $20 Meguiar's bundle includes Gold Class Car Wash for a showroom shine.
And what about my tires?
Just spray the included Hot Shine tire coating and you're all set.
The inside is not great.
No problem. The quick interior detailer in the bundle can help with that too. Restrictions apply.
You know, I love it when these announcers say this guy's going to break through or that guy's going to break through. I heard it this last weekend when they were talking about Matthew Fitzpatrick. We've been hearing it all year about Scottie Scheffler. Who else have they said it? I mean, anyway, they just love to say that. And, you know, we're waiting for the new guy. You know, we were watching the President's Cup. It was going to be Sungjae Im. It's always somebody that they think is going to be the next guy. And then you go and you check it out and you think, okay, you know, what is this guy missing and can he get it? And you look at some of these players, some of these young players, John Rahm, what does he need to do? The only thing he needs to do, I think he's got it all. He just needs to putt a little bit better, a little more consistently. That's what he needs to do. I mean, he was close at the Open Championship. I mean, the amount of putts that he missed that just lipped out, I mean, that could have put him right there. Colin Morikawa, he needs to putt. He's not going to putt like he did at the Open Championship or at the PGA. That's not going to be, you know, how he is consistently. But if he could putt closer to that, I mean, if he was a top 50 putter, oh my goodness. I mean, he's incredible whenever he putts good. when he putts good, it's and he's on the right course, it's ball game over. But he's got to putt better to be a consistent player. Justin Thomas is the ball striking, but he's got to putt better. You know, Schauffele, he seems good. You look at him statistically, he doesn't have a lot of holes. Why does he find it so hard to you know, push it through? Maybe, you know, maybe he's a guy that, you know, rattles off a few, but what do you think his upside is? I mean, his upside is a couple wins a year. You know, maybe throw in a major sometime. That's his upside. That's where he is. DeChambeau, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about this guy's swing. He you know, the swinging for the fences I like. I like the going for the distance, but you got to mix a little technique in there. My goodness. You get on a golf course where you got to put the ball somewhere in play, and you're hitting with a 5-degree driver. I mean, it's like his friends at Cobra said. I mean, listen, that's asking a lot right there. I mean, to put a 5-degree driver in your hands and think you're going to hit that thing, the more you hit in the middle of the ball, the more you're going to tend to curve the ball. And the only reason he's not hitting in the middle of the ball is because he's swinging up on it so much. And the reason he's swinging up on it so much is because he's trying to hit it forever. And when you swing up on it with no loft, it's just like you're playing with fire. I mean, the chances you're going to be able to be on. So he's just he's a home run hitter. He's like, okay, you know, I struck out a bunch of times, but I hit a bunch of home runs and I batted 235. It's not going to do it. It's just that method's fun to watch. It's exciting. I get a kick out of it. It's not going to win on a consistent basis. It's not going to happen. Kepka is got the game and everything. Does he have the body? Does he have the you know, want in these tournaments? And I think the answer is clear. No answer to that. He's a major championship player. That's what he is. Bet on him every time. He's going to win more. As long as he's healthy, he's going to win more. He's just too good. But the other stuff doesn't really interest him. And then he's just pick them all, whoever you want. I don't care. I mean, you know, they talk about, you know, Victor Hovland, he's going to be great. He's, you know, what's his upside? He just looks like a Xander Schauffele, another Xander Schauffele to me. You know, but he doesn't putt as good. Patrick Reed, here's a guy that wants it, you know, and he wants to win 9 times a year, but he doesn't hit it good enough. He doesn't hit it long enough. And that's just he's getting better. But, you know, that's just where he is. And Jordan Spieth, I mean, it's so much fun to watch him play. It's so cool that he's playing better. But when you watch him play, you realize that in order to win, he has really, really tight margins. You know, when I talk about how, you know, there's different ways to win. See, Tiger could win so much because he had all different ways he could win. He could win on any golf course. I mean, he could win playing irons only. He could win bombing away. He could win with his short game. He could win with his ball striking. He could win with his putting. He could win every which way. And he could beat all the best fields doing it. Most guys don't have that. Like, and you look at Jordan Spieth. Look at his formula for winning. He's going to hole a bunch of putts. A bunch. From pretty good range. All right, that's not going to happen every week. He's going to chip in and do something magical. Hole a shot, chip in, hole a sand shot. Something like that's going to happen. Okay, he came up a little short, you know, at the Open Championship, but he holed a bunch of putts, but he didn't, you know, he didn't have the chip in, the real magical, you know, the bomb, you know, or the chip in or the sand shot. He didn't have that. And then the short putting, and you can't piss away strokes like he did on the 18th hole on Saturday and win. I mean, it's just his margin is too tight. It's just too tight. Fun to watch. He'll win some more. It's great he's back playing good. But he can't overpower it. And he's got to work for what he's got, and he just can't piss shots away and win. And he did that, you know, clearly on Saturday. It cost the win. And he's got to look back and think, oh, all I got to do is clean that up, and I won. Yeah. You got to clean that up. You got to drive it better than you've driven it in years, because he did. You've got to, you know, hole all those putts you did hole, because it's not like, you know, even though you three putted, you know, there on 18, you still hold a lot of good putts. It's just a lot of things that have to happen. Now, Rory McIlroy's got the game to do all that, but once again, I mean, he doesn't putt good enough. So you analyze it and you say, what's the conclusion here? And the conclusion is pretty much what everybody preaches all the time. The conclusion is, it's really hard to win on the PGA Tour, and that's because there's so many guys that are great, but they're not great enough to dominate. And they're all right there. And that's the bottom line. All right, here's the bottom line on something else. Free is a good offer. And I'm speaking about my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream, because you can get a free 2-week supply just by going to the website, voodoopainrelief.com. Here's somebody that sent me an email. I've heard Hank on the podcast talk about this for months, Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. He said, I was skeptical for months. He said, I had 2 cortisone shots in 2 weeks on my left knee and no relief. So I said, what the heck? I'll order some. Now, I don't know why it takes people so long to do this, because I'm giving you a free 2-week supply. But anyway, he said, I went and ordered the Voodoo Pain Relief Cream. He said, I can truly say I never felt any topical would do the trick. Well, he says, it did for me, and I couldn't be more pleased. So tell Hank to keep pitching, because us skeptics will finally come around. I'm trying to help everybody out with this. That's why I'm giving away for free. The other reason I'm giving away for free is because everybody who orders the Voodoo Pain Relief Cream gets good results. They send me emails like this, and then they reorder themselves. So check it out, voodoopainrelief.com. Get your free 2-week supply. All right, we'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage. You know, changing your oil with a full synthetic oil like Castrol Edge can help your engine get more miles. Right now, you can get 5 quarts with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99. Get started on your next job today with the parts you need when you need them at AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
So the rest of the PGA Tour season, well, the first thing that's coming up is the Olympics. And you've got, for the United States, you've got Colin Morikawa, Justin Thomas, Xander Schauffele, and Bryson DeChambeau. All right, does that interest people in watching? I don't know if I'm going to be like super interested in round one, two, or three. I think I'm going to be really interested in round four if it's close to see who's going to win the gold medal. I mean, I don't think I'm interested to see who's going to win the silver or bronze. I'm just going to look and see who's going to win the gold medal. Although, I got to say, and it's nice that these guys are so fired up to go over there and play because it seems like they are. Colin Morikawa talked about it. Justin Thomas, Schauffele. I mean, Bryson DeChambeau, they're all super excited to be Olympians. And it's a great honor to have. I really feel bad for those guys, the fact that they're not going to have any fans anywhere on the golf course at any of the events. So, I mean, they're just like out there playing golf by themselves. It's just going to be very weird. I don't know, to feel like that's really a term. And then at the end, you get a medal if you win. Weird. Anyway, that's Olympics. Then you got the World Golf Championship event, which is, you know, the better players will get back together. So this is going to, like, the guys that are right there that are playing in the Olympics, and then they're coming back to play at the World Golf Championship event, which is, you know, second to last term before the playoffs start. And, you know, and a lot of the guys they're not going to play at the Wyndham because they're going to try to rest up a little bit for the playoffs. They're just coming off this major. It just seems to me like there's not a lot of, you know, guys that are going to be like just flying into these playoffs. What's probably going to happen in the playoffs is somebody else is going to, you know, just catch fire somewhere that hasn't, you know, done a lot so far this year. Who knows what it'll be. It'll probably be one of the top players again. They'll win a couple times. But, you know, we're closing in on the end here. In the Olympics, though, you know, hopefully it's going to be good. I mean, everybody that was excited about getting the Olympics or golf in the Olympics, you know, we're gonna see what it's like this time. Too bad there's not fans, but I'll be watching. I'm always watching. What the heck? I like to watch. I like to watch golf. It's the best, no doubt about it. I like it better though when all the better players are playing, though. I got to admit that. All right, hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Follow me on Twitter at Hank Haney. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app so you get the podcast every day. Hope everybody has a great day. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Hank Haney Podcast. The Hank Haney Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah.
and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.